America's coolest conservative. Well, proudly could be stretching it a bit. Welcome to the DJ Ritchie Show.
Oh, yeah. I am here, my peoples, my children. Your ever-loving leader is here. Thank you for following me into this great journey we will call peace. I'm leading you to peace. Peace is more like it. So, I really don't have anything that I had locked in for the first segment tonight. I was just, because I came in here and that Breaking Brett Jensen was fired up. Had a lot of what you call camaraderie going on with him. That's always fun. Lonnie's not here. His son is graduating again. I told him that last night. I said, "You're not going to be here tomorrow." He says, "My son's graduation." I said, "How many times is your son going to graduate?" He said, "Oh, no, the other thing was an award ceremony at the school stuff." I said, "I know, I'm just kidding." But George is here in Lonnie's stead. George is not quite as cranky as he was the other night when he was here. Because he was cranky because he had been working too many days in a row. I get that same way, George. And I'm not even quasi-retired like you are. I'm just like, if I have to work 5 days in a row, I can't take it, man. I just can't. I'm like a liberal. I'm like, where is my help from the government? I got to work 5 days in a row. Oh, but I mean, I can really understand it if you're, you know, just easing into retirement and all. And Isaac's here, like anybody cares. I'm kidding. But seriously, you work with all these other shows, right? Because you work with Breaking Brett Jensen and Mr. Winterbull, right? He mentioned you today, Mr. Winterbull, because you were in here.
I do. And the infamous Pete Callender.
Okay. You do work. Okay. Here's the thing. Do they get kind of perturbed or aggravated when you're constantly talking about how cool it is working with me?
Yeah, they don't like it so much. I got kicked out by Pete earlier.
But, yeah, he seemed like the one that would have the most problem with it.
Yeah, I had to sit in the hallway for like 30 minutes. But other than that, you know, it's just...
He's also the one that had the biggest problem with my calling myself the America's Coolest Conservative. So I know he's a little bit, you know, he's a little bit touchy about it. So I get it. But y'all got to... I know it's exciting for y'all and everything, you and Lonnie and George, but you just can't keep throwing it in their faces like that.
It's something I'm going to have to work on.
Yeah. I mean, they've got a job to do, and you're supposed to be helping them. But I know you're watching that clock every day. When is TJ going to walk in that door and start cussing all of us out? Favorite part of the day, calling us names. I do that, but in fun. So we do have a lot of important things tonight. Again, there's so much information floating around that I didn't even plan on what I'm going to talk about at what point, because I'm just going to go down the list. You know, got a bunch of idiot celebrity news where they're making fools of themselves again. You know, they always want to jump on board whenever there's a crisis and they can pretend like they care about the little man, the downtrodden. But we do have an important segment coming up tonight that deals with racial relations. And I am the world's foremost authority on race relations. I know about it. Now, I didn't have any educational training for that or anything. I was a college drop-in. That's different than a drop out. When you're drop in, you just drop in a few times and quit. That's what I did. But you know, the college I went to is the college where all of these Hamas support groups in America started. Louisiana Tech. There was one scumbag there that was going to college, and then he was in touch with people back home who were terrorists, hate America, and everything blossomed from there, from Ruston, Louisiana, at Louisiana Tech University. Y'all know how I know that? The great one, Mark Levin. That's right, I said it. The great one, Mark Levin. It wouldn't hurt y'all to pay attention every now and then. Isaac, you need to be learning from me every night. Now, those other ones, you know, I don't know whether you can learn anything from them, but you can learn valuable life lessons from me, not just, you know, how to live as a clean, pure conservative, but how to handle other situations, too. You seem like you were raised, you know, almost right. You're a little rough around the edges.
Are we all?
No, I'm not. I'm smooth everywhere. Baby smooth. Around the edges, up the side, down the middle, around the back. All of it. Quickly, though, I want to make mention of this. Just a quick hit, we call it, in the radio business. Anything you see, that comes out of the Southern Poverty Law Center, dismiss it. In my opinion, my humble opinion, and in most freedom-loving people's opinion, the Southern Poverty Law Center is no good and rotten to the core. Okay? Quick hit. That's all you need to know. You know, the other night I said, I will tell you what to think and how to believe. You don't have to research anything if I tell you. You can if you want, but you don't have to. So all you need to know is that I said, don't ever trust anything that comes out of the Southern Poverty Law Center in Alabama. That's their headquarters. Like I said, though, just my opinion, because they are a bunch of attorneys. I don't want them suing me. But I can have an opinion. Bad people. Bad. See, and if you go research, you'll go, huh, well, he is right. He was right about that, and he does know everything there is to know about women. I can save myself some time from now on and not even look up what he says. I'll just take it as it is. I'm glad we can work together on that. All right, so I have a surprise for everyone. It's a big, big moment on the brand new TJ Ritchie show on WBT. Wake the kids, phone the neighbors. It's going to be huge, and you're going to be a part of history. Coming up next.
Hear the TJ Ritchie show every weeknight at 7 Eastern. Stream it live at tjritchie.com or listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or my media center at tjritchie.com. You'll be so glad you did, hopefully. That's tjritchie.com.
He's radio royalty in the Carolinas and Queen Charlotte's sweetest prince. It's TJ Ritchie on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT.
Killer. Killer. I neglected to give this information earlier in what we call the opening segment. The phone number is 704-570-1110. George is manning the phones tonight. So if you step out of line, he'll let you know. He's not playing. Okay. Okay. This is a big time for this show because I have as far as radio goes, I have a career in top 40 morning radio. That's all I've ever done. Top 40 morning radio. I was with the Ace and TJ show for many, many years. And this is the first show that I've done on radio that isn't music based and you know, full, pretty much comedy based, and on a different format, obviously, that targets a different demographic. So They like for you to have guests on news talk programs. You know, it's kind of a big deal. You score the interview with this person or that politician or this and this and this. My problem is, though, and this is going to sound worse than it really is, it's very hard for me to find someone interesting enough to want to interview them. Because I'm, you know, and that was also a problem. That's also been a problem with me in morning top radio. I mean, top 40 radio, because I don't like celebrities, most of them. And that's pretty much all you get offered to interview in top 40 is celebrities, mainly singers and stuff. And I don't, you know, I don't care about that. So I thought about it and I said, all right, well, it's almost 3 weeks now and it is time for me to have a guest. So I thought it has to be this person because I'm interested in this person. I'm comfortable with this person. And this person is special to me. His name is Riggins. Welcome, Riggins.
Thank you for having me.
Mm-hmm.
TJ, it feels good to be here.
Yeah. Riggins is my partner on the syndicated morning show that I still do. So, yeah, I'm doing two jobs. And he won't be on for, you know, with me through the whole show because he gets very nervous when political stories come up and, you know, he gets nervous about, you know, getting canceled and all that kind of stuff.
True. It is true. Who wants to be canceled? Not me.
He always wants to, everybody to like him. You know, what is that you always say? You would be an easy cult member.
I would fall for the cult instantly. I have no backbone. You know, I just, when somebody sells me a bag of goods, I buy every time. Yeah.
So I'll say, did you really do that? Yeah. You know, I can be convinced to do anything.
I can't. It's terrible.
Mm-hmm. But Riggins started off with the Ace and TJ show as a young intern and then grew into what he's now full partner, and his name is on the show, the TJ and Riggins show. And how long ago was that? How long have we been working together?
It's 15 years.
15 years.
Yeah.
And Riggins grew up listening to our show in Salisbury is where he grew up.
Yeah.
And I just hope that as we have grown and you're sitting here now, that if there were another young, eager radio person in the room, they would, you know, take note and say, hey, you know what? I could learn under the expert tutelage of that radio expert.
Yeah.
If I just allowed myself to. But you never know if there are any young people around here.
Sorry, guys. I was grabbing my pen and notebook.
Oh, Isaac, that's right. You're a young radio person, aren't you? Yeah, okay. Well, good. So, Riggins has been, you've been pretty much excited about just seeing the legendary WBT.
Of course.
Yeah.
You grow up with this station. I mean, it's just like one of those amazing things that just being able to walk through the halls is like unbelievably exciting. And to be here with you doing that makes it even more special.
Yeah. Well, because we love each other, you know. We're like the brothers that each other never had, even though he has two brothers and I have one. Yeah. But it is special, though. And I try to explain that to people, you know, when I first started here a long, long time ago, 3 weeks ago, that when you walk in this building, it feels different because of the history that it has of being, you know, so great. Now, there are a few things that have fallen in you know, my eyes about the radio station. The fact that last night I had to sip tiny sips of water because we were out of it to get through the show. There's a tank over here, one of those things, and it's been blinking red for at least three nights now. So I had to act like I was loading up a horse to go through the desert tonight when I came to work to make sure I had plenty of water from this legendary radio station.
Welcome to WBT. I hope you're not thirsty.
You know what? I bet Bo and Beth don't have to want for water. I bet their throats are constantly lubricated and their thirst is quenched. They probably have people running around squirting water in their mouths in between segments like they do on the football team. But be that as it may, I'm not going to gripe about it. It was just surprising, you know, now that I'm settling in, that the water is rationed. Those rioters have more water than I do. They have it better. Yeah. And you know, when Bob and Sherry used to work in this building, I would hear them talk about being at the commissary in the building and all that stuff. I was like, what? Because we were over on the corner of 3rd and South Kings. It's not even there anymore. A little gray, ratty building. Our car's windows would get busted out while we were on the air and stuff stolen out of our cars. And one guy showed up in the parking lot one day and was waving a gun and just sat down because he said we were broadcasting his thoughts. And the police got there and they went to his house and he had his walls lined in aluminum foil trying to block our radio signal from getting into his brain. Meanwhile, I'm hearing Bob and Sherry in this building talking about going to the commissary and getting their nails done. And, you know, like, where is that? But it is down the hall, down there by the TV station.
Okay.
We're not allowed down there. Well, I'm not allowed down there.
Really?
Yeah. Because I'm not one of the professional ones, you know. I wear shorts and a flat bill hat to work. Who is the homeless person in here? Excuse me, can we help you, sir? Yeah, I'm just trying to get some chicken fried steak from the cafeteria down here. So what do you think? You're all jazzed up about it?
It's super exciting just to be in any radio station, but this legendary one makes it even more special. But absolutely, we're here in the evening talking to Charlotte. It's just incredible.
Yeah, and isn't it cool that we can speak directly to Charlotte people?
It's amazing.
Because, we've been syndicated for so long. We're on in all these other markets where we can't be specific to Charlotte as much. I love that part of it again.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Mm-hmm. And there was something else I was going to – oh, I was going to tell you that you can vouch for this. I have said – nothing but nice things about everybody who works here in this whole company. Everybody's been nice to me.
That's true. Yeah, absolutely.
Now, that was before I started joking about them and not telling them that I was going to be joking about them and stuff. So I don't know how they feel now. I don't want to go to the next staff meeting.
There he is.
Yeah. But I ran into Mr. Winterbull last night, and he seemed to be okay with it.
Yeah.
So I don't know. That Pete Callender, though, and Vince Coakley, they're perfectionists, so I may not be in their good graces anymore.
Yeah.
But I haven't really joked about Vince, have I? Yeah. No. Mm-mm. Because Vince doesn't play that. Okay. Well, I'm glad you're here, Riggins. And it's awesome that you get to see this place and be a part of it, because it is special. And we will get into some issues coming up next.
Hear the TJ Ritchie Show every weeknight at 7 Eastern. Stream it live at tjritchie.com or listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or my media center at tjritchie.com. You'll be so glad you did, hopefully. That's tjritchie.com.
He's America's coolest conservative. Welcome to the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3. WBT.
Join the conversation, won't you? 704-570-1110. I am so excited about the Sky Show. Not as excited as my wife is. You know, something about it. All Southerners love fireworks. And she is beside herself, hoping that she'll get to go. I said, I don't know. I'm new there. I'm not going to start asking for tickets. So, I don't know. She'll be so disappointed, though, if she doesn't get to go. But I don't know what it is, though. Seriously, you're going to notice how Southern people, we all just freak out over fireworks. Ooh, look at that. Oh, they got fireworks? We're going. Well, it's, you know, it's in the middle of the night, and it's in a field that has alligators roaming through it. I'm still going. It's fireworks. Fireworks, man. Okay, so let's talk about the riots for a minute. There's something happening that it's something that the liberals always do, and the whole list of them, the liberals, the Marxists, the socialists, the anarchists, I mean, all of them that are there, you know, as the professional insurrectionists that are doing what they always do. They ultimately end up, whether they do it in the beginning or it comes a little bit later after the riots start happening and all, they want to bring race into it. And whomever they are upset with, in this case, President Trump, he's a racist. He's only doing this because of the color of their skin. He's only going in and getting these violent criminals who are in the country illegally. He's only getting them out because he's a racist. They weren't hurting anybody. They're fine. But it's not the same anymore. You know, we've been talking about that a lot. This is not the same America that it was in 2020. And something is going on that is frustrating these liberals, especially these idiot white liberals, what they're trying to do. Now, we have a clip from one of these idiot white liberals, anarchists. He's wearing a mask in the video, not a COVID mask, but a mask to cover his identity, like one of those Antifa masks, yelling into the camera. And he has a special message for black people. Okay, so this white idiot has a special message for black people. Listen.
Our black brothers and sisters out there that are the ones that are posting all this, oh, we just gonna mind our business. And I saw somebody earlier making t-shirts of like a group of like six black people, black men and women, sitting on a bench texting on phones while the country is burning up behind them. Let me explain something to you guys. Let me explain something to you. When they get done with the brown people, they'll be coming after you. And if you don't think that's true, you got another thing coming. This is bigger than you, okay? Because let me explain another thing to you. You sit back and watch millions of brown people be kidnapped and removed from this country. When they do come after you, there's going to be nobody left to stand up for you. And when they're coming after you, how are you going to feel when people are sitting on the sideline like, oh, we just going to mind our business? That's not the time for that.
Now, I've said before that, you know, I grew up in Central Louisiana in a small town, and the town wasn't diverse. It's 50% white, 50% black. So if there's one thing that I have learned from growing up with black people as my friends, it is they absolutely love it when some idiot white person tells them what they ought to be doing. They love it. So, you see, I'm being facetious, of course, but what happens is that people like this idiot come out and they prove what conservatives always say is that the racism is always on the left, not in individual cases. There are people who would call themselves conservatives. They're, you know, rotten racists on individual basis, but as a group, the racism, the anti-black racism, has always been Democrats and the left. From the beginning of slavery all the way through to right now today. They just do it in a different way now. So you got this mighty whitey who's a complete loser standing and looks like he's in some sort of an apartment that's in complete disarray, like it's condemned. Like he has room to talk to anybody about what they need to be doing. talking down to black people and telling them, you need to be doing this and you need to be doing that. And they're coming from you, for you, trying to scare black people into joining this fight, this dangerous insurrection, because so many black people now have stopped and taken notice to, wait a minute, all these years, these Democrats, mostly white, but a lot of black Democrats and civil rights leaders and all, have told us they're going to do this for us and they're going to do that for us and they're going to protect us from the Republicans and they're going to protect us from the white conservatives and all of this stuff, but they haven't done anything. And in the minute they see an opportunity to seize power from, you know, by adopting another group over us, they did. They ran to the brown people. Chicago especially. You see it all over the place. All of these town meetings where they'll stand up and yell at the mayor and the city council about how they are going overboard to take care of these illegal aliens and leaving them out in the cold. It's because Democrats don't care about people, and they are the racists, because they look at minorities, people of color, as easily programmed. They'll say, well, we already got them. We've got black voters, so we don't need to really go out of our way. Now we've got so many brown people who could vote for us, or who could pad the census numbers for us, that would help us. We need to take care of them and make sure they know that we're on their side and we're protecting them from the Republicans. And I love the fact that so many black people are now like, this is not our fight. Y'all started this. You white liberals started this. Remember, racism has always been part of the Democrat platform. And that means every color of Democrat. And I'm so glad that more and more people are waking up to that fact. It's actually pretty funny to see this idiot yelling into the camera, this racist, telling black people what they need to do. Go kick rocks, clown. I wish you would go up to somebody on the street, some black person, and get in their face, start yelling at them about what they need to do. You end up with a two-piece and a biscuit upside your head, ripping that mask off and feeding it to you. I would laugh. Okay. We have something very important coming up, because I've been wondering about this, and an elected official in our country actually said it, and he needs all the praise we can give him. Coming up next.
Radio, podcasts, and cool social media content. Get all the TJ you can handle at WBT.com/TJ. Now, back to the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT.
I love a Thursday night. I don't know why. I am looking forward to, not because of the weather, but I'm looking forward to fall and winter in my new volunteer job here, because I want to be on the radio in the middle of the big city with the lights on, you know, and it doesn't really get dark until I'm about to get off the show here, but just a little thing I'm planning on. Hopefully I will still be able to volunteer and be on the show, and they haven't got shed of me yet. By the way, I mean that thing that I said the other night. If you have a business, or you know somebody who has a business that might want to advertise and do some branding and all on the legendary WBT, and do it in a different way, something that's unique with me, then here is my personal email address, and I will get back to you myself and get you in with the WBT people to make it happen. It is TJRitchie318, TJ Ritchie with a T, RITCHIE, 318@gmail.com. Just say, hey, I got a business. And you need to spell it that way. BIDNISS, business. So, it's just nonstop wall-to-wall information about these LA riots. And I try to find things that I have a take on that would be different than the stuff that you've, you know, seen and heard all throughout the day. But I don't know whether I accomplished that all the time, because I'm pretty sure you've seen and heard this clip today of this is not only, I think, the best governor in the United States. I truly, truly, with everything I have, hope that we can call him President Ron DeSantis someday, very soon. If you wonder why, when these idiots block traffic and they stand there and they mock people who say they have to go to work, and you just think, you just put yourself in that position and go, oh, that would just make me so mad. I would want to run right over them. Or I'd love to just see those people like that, those racist white people the other day, the ugly, terrible hair, no makeup, little elf woman on the bicycle standing there standing there blocking traffic with that big oaf, huge nose, ugly man bun guy blocking that black lady from getting to work. And they said, the reporter said, well, how do you feel about blocking traffic and blocking this black mother who's trying to get to work? And the man bun guy looked at the camera and goes, oh, it's work. Like work, because he's a communist. Work is just so laughable. Man, I wish she would have pulled a T-ball bat out and just wrapped him one good time. You know, you can do some damage with a T-ball bat. Growing up in Louisiana, I would have said an axe handle. Get the axe handle from behind the seat of the truck and go rat-a-tat-tat upside his head, and he wouldn't be laughing no more. They don't do that kind of stuff, though. I'm not advocating this kind of thing, but they don't do it in towns and states where there's a good chance that the people who are driving in the traffic have guns. Have you noticed that? The more gun control a city is, the more chances of people blocking the streets and not letting them get to work, and they're causing more trouble. I don't know what the connection is, but it is a definite connection. It's a deterrent. Peace through strength, my peoples. So anyway, obviously different areas have different things. Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida, future President Ron DeSantis, he was on the Rubin Report, which is Dave Rubin's show. Dave Rubin is a podcaster and commentator and so forth. And this is what Ron DeSantis said about people blocking traffic.
And we also have a policy that if you're driving on one of those streets and a mob comes and surrounds your vehicle and threatens you, you have a right to flee for your safety. And so if you drive off and you hit one of these people, that's their fault for impinging on you. You don't have to sit there and just be a sitting duck and let the mob grab you out of your car and drag you through the streets. You have a right to defend yourself in Florida.
Why? Because it's common sense. And why does Governor DeSantis say that? Because he doesn't hate America, and he doesn't want to tear down America, and he's not insane. I love that. Because don't most people who have a brain in their heads sit and go, why don't they just keep going? They'll get out of the way, and if they don't, they don't. Especially when it's these little wormy environmentalists, activists and all. And they just sit there. And have you ever seen anybody in one of these other countries get out of their car and start dragging them out of the road and throwing them on the side of the road when they start yelling, "We're peaceful, we're peaceful, we're peaceful"? I don't care whether you're peaceful or not. If you're in my way and you're being, obstructing my life, then I'm going to sling you out of the way, and that'll be the best thing that happens to you. Pray that that's the only thing that happens if somebody walks up and grabs you by the arm and drags you off the highway. You see, we've put up with this stuff for far too long. And I'm not advocating starting some sort of uprising or anything like that. I'm just advocating treating them with the amount of disrespect that they treat us. And by us, I mean America-loving, law-abiding citizens. We don't owe them anything. They're just I might get in trouble for saying this, but they're just a bunch of turds. That's the best way I can describe them. They're just a bunch of annoying turds. Nerds. If that makes you feel better, just a little, like they're so desperate to matter. They're so desperate. Look at me. Look what I'm doing. I mean something to someone. They don't care about something. They go out there looking for moral authority, and they want to seem like, you know, they're cool and they're bad and they're standing up for they're just attention seeking little sniveling narcissists. And they just need to be given a dose of reality every now and then. What do they call it? An attitude adjustment. They just need an attitude adjustment sometimes. Again, I'm not advocating going out there and just wailing on starting a bunch of, you know, wars in the streets. But common sense. And there is a reason why they do this stuff in all those liberal cities. I know they're going to be doing it all over the country Saturday, supposedly. But you watch where they don't do it or where they keep it calm. You'll see that I'm right. Yeah, you know what? I say the things that the normal people, the real people, want to say. You think I'm going to get in trouble for that, Isaac?
I think it's okay.
Okay. Well, you know, you worked here 15 minutes.
It's 25
okay. minutes. All right. Hang on. We got more coming up.
Hear the TJ Ritchie Show every weeknight at 7 Eastern. Stream it live at tjritchie.com or listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or my media center at tjritchie.com. You'll be so glad you did, hopefully. That's tjritchie.com.
America's coolest conservative. Well, proudly could be stretching it a bit. Welcome to the TJ Ritchie Show.
I'm sorry. It's hard for me to contain my giddiness. I'm giddy. Because just posted a couple of hours ago, we have a clip of none other than representative from Texas, Jasmine Ratchet. Jasmine Ratchet Crockett, a.k.a. Representative Shanaynay. One of the, probably the meanest people in Congress. Mainly she's a race baiter. And she's trying to build her entire brand upon just being that loudmouth that'll say anything, whether it is smart or not. And if she were an old school jukebox, there would only be one record in it to play. You'd have to play the same song every time you put your money in it. And that is the white supremacy song. Everything that she has in her intellectual arsenal is accusing somebody of being a racist or a white supremacist. And this was from a hearing today in the Congress. Ladies and gentlemen, the wonderful Jasmine Crockett.
So do this, because they love to cherry pick. They can find, you know, any one person that has been killed. And if they've been killed by an immigrant, then God darn it, every single immigrant is going out and they are killers. And that is the problem. But they don't want to talk about white supremacy. I don't know how many hearings we gonna have about the fact that there's been this one immigrant that killed this one person. And no, I'm not excusing any killings by them or white supremacists. Oh. But they haven't had these hearings. We didn't have a hearing on Buffalo and what happened there. We didn't have a hearing on El Paso and what happened there. We didn't have a hearing on Charleston and what happened there. So it's interesting that they pick and choose, because it seems like they love to pal around with the white supremacists, and so they don't want to talk about certain other things. But
Isn't she wonderful? I mean, can't you see yourself just loving being around her every minute you could? Oh, so smart, so on point. Dazzling America with her brilliance. Jasmine Crockett. Eyelashes look like paintbrushes. So if you've never seen her, now when you do see her and you see those eyelashes, no matter how far away from the camera she stands, they're going to be brushing up against the lens. Then you'll know that's who it is. I mean, those surfers in Hawaii don't jump on waves as big as those eyelashes are. Crazy. It's crazy. But anything that she wants to do to make a point, she's going to make it by accusing somebody of being a racist or a white supremacist. It's so tired and it's so old and it doesn't work the same way that it used to. A few years ago, if she sat there and accused people in Congress or whomever of being a white supremacist, then they would automatically feel that they had to defend themselves, and they're then completely off topic, because that's the way it's always worked. The race baiters will throw out the insult, call you a racist, because they can't stand on their argument and the logic. So they say, well, you're a racist. And then it developed into white supremacist, right? So then all of a sudden you're like, I am not. How dare you say that about me? And I can prove that I'm not. I've done work and done this and done that and blah, 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 blah. And then you're off message. They've gotten you off message, and that's what they want. Now, she knows good and well that arresting illegal aliens and illegal aliens killing citizens and people making a big deal about it, she knows that's not white supremacy. She is smart enough to know that. And she's stupid, very stupid. If you took her brain and shoved it up an ant's butt, it would look like a BB in a boxcar. I'm talking dumb. But she is smart enough to know that tactic that the Marxists use, that the race baiters use. So, that's what you get. People aren't falling for that anymore. Some maybe. It may still have a little bit of power. But people have eyes. And I've seen a lot of people go, why do the Democrats keep doing this? They break it down into what they call 80-20 issues, where 80% of the people agree with it, 20% disagree, and that the Democrats have been clinging to that 20% instead of trying to get on the side of the 80%. And they, you know, you have all of these political consultants and all that. It just baffles me. They see where America's minds are right now. They see how much of a landslide Trump won by. And why do they keep acting this way? Why do they stick with this game plan that they know is not working, and so forth and so on? So I think I have the answer, or part of the answer. And it's the old story about the frog and the scorpion. So if you don't know the story, here's the way it goes. a frog and a scorpion are on the bank of a river, and the river is rushing pretty fast. The scorpion looks at the frog and says, I can't make it across the river. Will you help me? Will you let me ride on your back since you can swim and carry me to the other side? And the frog said, well, I'm not an idiot. I'm not doing that because we'll get halfway across and then you'll sting me and I'll drown. And the scorpion says, well, that doesn't make sense. Why would I do that? If I sting you halfway across the river, then we'll both surely drown. And the frog goes, okay, well, that's a good point. Climb on. Scorpion gets on the frog's back, starts to swim, gets halfway across the river. The scorpion stings the frog. As they begin to drown, the frog says, what? Why would you do that? You stung me. Now you're going to drown too. Why would you do that? And the scorpion looked at him and said, it's my nature. So these Democrats act the way they do, you know, like lunatics, even though they know that the American people are not with them, the majority, because it's their nature. It's their nature to seek unchecked power. It's their nature to tear down the traditions of America. It's their nature to be ruthless ideologues, anarchists. That's why they do it. They can't help themselves. They're sick. Sick, sick, sick. And not the kind of sick where we need to feel sorry for them. We got to stop them. Don't fall for it. Look at me telling fables. I told y'all I was bringing it tonight. Hang on, we'll get into something else coming up next.
Identifying liberalism and mocking it relentlessly. This is the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3.
Things are really starting to get serious now. I think it's all about to change the whole attitude of the country because the celebrities are starting to weigh in. Now, my morning show partner, Riggins, is here as my first ever guest on WBT. He doesn't like to talk about the politics and stuff because he doesn't want to get canceled. But celebrity stories. Can you join me for a couple of celebrity stories?
Nothing would make me happier, TJ.
Okay. Now, one of them is with this Demi Lovato.
Sure.
Right? Demi Lovato, the singer, you know, she's had trouble in her life with cocaine. She was a crackhead at one point and also heroin. Well, she put it addicted to crack. Not, she didn't refer to herself as a crackhead, but if somebody's addicted to crack, what are they called if they're not a celebrity? Crackhead. So she was those things. And then she couldn't decide whether she was a man or a woman, you know, when that was really trendy with the celebrities and all. So she says she was non-binary, which means that she's both. So she was trying to get everybody to refer to her as they, them, which is one of the dumbest sounding things when people do that. Referring to one person as they and them. As a grammarian, I get offended by that and I won't do it. So anyway, she was non-binary, wanted to go by they, them, and then realized that, I think she realized that it was stupid. And so she came out and said, you know, you can just start referring to me again as she, her, you know, because she's a woman. She says she still is non-binary, But it's easier because she doesn't have to explain they, them to people. You know why? Because it's crazy. That's why you have to explain it to people, because it's crazy. So, Riggins, you've met her, right? Didn't you interview her one time for our show?
Yeah. Yeah, she was, she gave me some relationship advice. She was very into me.
Yeah. What was the relationship advice? Come go with me on my tour bus?
I wish.
You hit that crack pipe? Help me find a vein for this hair on.
No.
It wasn't any of that.
No, it was like Valentine's Day gift advice. I was starting to see a new girl, and she said, oh, here's what you got to do.
Yeah. She's very nice to you then.
She was great. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she's super talented.
She's incredible.
Very good singer.
Yeah.
But, you know, she said, what's happening in Los Angeles and across the country is heartbreaking. Immigrants are a vital part of our community and the fabric of our country. While I feel powerless, I stand with those living in fear and hope these resources can help in some way. So she's raising money for these organizations. You know, the Immigrant Defenders Law Center and Support. And the other one, let's see, there's another one. I can't find the name of it in the thing. But I don't know whether these celebrities come voluntarily into this where they start yelling out what people need to be doing and they're trying to. I know some of them do, but do they get approached and say, your voice would mean so much to us if you would lend it to us for this worthy cause? And then they get into it and then they realize that they start getting backlash for it and everything.
Yeah.
But a good rule of thumb is to think of almost all big celebrities as not having their lives together. Like they're usually a mess. So they have no place to be telling you what you need to do with your life. And when I see young people that are all into celebrity worship and stuff, you know, Riggins, you know this, it just flies all over me. It's like, just because they're famous and talented, most of them, if you boil it down, if they weren't rich and famous and they lived in your neighborhood, they would be the trashy person in the neighborhood. The other people would say, what is going on down there? You know? But people listen to them. Katy Perry's another one. She's come out talking trash. She always does. She always yells about stuff, and she's not the, you know, brightest bulb in the Christmas lights. But the coup de grace, the king celebrity of political messages and stances, Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, the boss.
Yes, Bruce Springsteen. During his current European tour, hardly a day goes by, this is from Breitbart, hardly a day goes by without the 75-year-old delivering a spittle-flecked tirade against President Donald Trump and his administration. Wednesday night in Berlin was no different. Gets on stage and he says, tonight we ask all who believe in democracy and the best of our American experiment to rise with us.
Rise your voices. Stand with us against authoritarianism and let freedom reign.
Reign?
Right.
Dude, get your old off the stage. Now, in all fairness, I've never liked Bruce Springsteen's music, even before I knew that he was, you know, an idiot. I always said if he were playing in the parking lot, the only reason I'd go out there would be to tell him to turn it down. Please. but he's, this just shows he doesn't know what he's talking about. He says that President Trump is corrupt, incompetent, and treasonous. How are we getting home, Riggin?
I don't know. I don't know.
Man.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Flash flooding and all that. You know, Charlotte's bad about holes sinking all over the place, too.
That's what I hear.
We might be like we're driving home in some sci-fi movie or something. Should we go now? Should we just leave Isaac and George to do the rest of the show? It's only 30 minutes.
My buddy's got a jet ski we can borrow. I think if we really crowd in there, we can we'd make it home.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Ride a jet ski to Mooresville. All right. So we'll get back to making fun of these idiot celebrities or something else. Whatever it is. Coming up next. Hang on.
Hear the TJ Ritchie Show every weeknight at 7 Eastern. Stream it live at tjritchie.com or listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or my media center at tjritchie.com. You'll be so glad you did, hopefully. That's tjritchie.com.
Late, live, and local. It's the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT.
Smoking. America's coolest conservative. Call if you want. The number is 704-570-1110. 704-570-1110. A little funky with the blues feel there. It's what the kids are into, you know. My friend and partner on the morning show that I do, that's a syndicated morning show, Riggins, is here. So we were talking about these celebrities who always have a message telling us how we need to live and telling, you know, everybody how rotten things are in America and, you know, all of that kind of stuff. And all I'm saying is that these people, these celebrities, 9 out of 10 of them, I would say, are miserable people. They're low life people. They need the Lord for one thing. And they don't realize that's why they're all so unhappy, is because they don't have a belief in anything bigger than they are, unless it's some kind of, you know, crazy thing like a crystal or something. You know, they worship those rocks and the universe and all that kind of stuff. But don't pay any attention to them. Your life, you know how to live your life and do what you do better than some stupid celebrity. The only time you should listen to any celebrity is if it's a quasi-celebrity on the radio at night. Now, take heed in what he says, because he knows what he's talking about. Okay. Something that I absolutely loved. I smiled at this for a long time today. I saw this little clip. They were having these hearings in the House, and they brought in all these governors, and The purpose of it was to talk to these governors and, I guess, find out how to do things better when riots break out and all than they did in 2020. And one of them, the main ones, was Tim Walz, because, you know, he just let Minneapolis burn in his state. He did it on purpose because he's a Marxist. Mind your own damn business. The sassy Tim Walz. And then another one of the governors was J.D. Pritzker. Now, J.D. Pritzker, I believe, is the governor of New Jersey, and he's a bad one. Oh, he's a bad one. Now, there's a young congressman named Brandon Gill from Texas, and he has shown himself to be quite the, I would say, the stern questioner of these people when they come in. He's not afraid to ask the tough questions and throw it right back on them when they start to try to be slick. So remember, this is the funny part, is that they're there to talk about riots. And this is the line of questioning that Representative Brandon Gill took with J.D. Pritzker.
Mr. Governor, do you think the biological men should be able to use women's restrooms?
I'm not sure how this has to do with immigration.
It's just a yes or no question.
Why are you?
It's very, very easy to answer.
This. I thought we were
men should be using
doing women's fact restrooms. Finding. I'm sorry.
Do you think men should be allowed in women's restrooms?
I'm not sure why this has come to
you,
this
you
issue.
You tweeted that as a protest against President Trump, everyone should use the other gender's bathroom today. Have you ever used the women's restroom?
Not that I can recall ever.
You
just
you wanted everybody else to do it, but you didn't.
Sir, I'm not sure why we're on a topic that has nothing to do with today's story.
I'm asking you, you're advocating for men to use women's restrooms, but you didn't do it?
I do not advocate that, no.
Well, actually, you did. You said everyone should use the other gender's bathroom today.
I can tell you that you regret politicizing this in a way that what we ought to be focusing on is
encouraging men to use women's restrooms?
And the Congress to deal with immigration reform.
Do you regret encouraging men to use women's restrooms?
You're taking us on topics that have
Did you ever consider that women don't want you in their bathroom?
They don't want you in there. Slip that in there. They don't want you in their restrooms. Now, they were there to talk about immigration and stuff, but when they're there, they can ask whatever they want. I love that. They don't want you, Governor, in their restroom. But I mean, seriously, what kind of governor, you know, a statesman, tweets something like that? It's so childish. I mean, even if you don't like Trump, and you're, you know, in favor of, you know, the trans movement or whatever, you got to admit that's childish. Yeah, well, Trump does childish. I get it. I know. Trump does do some stuff that's childish. In a way just to aggravate people. But you see, the difference is that Trump is funny. J.D. Pritzker is not funny. You have to be able to deliver. You can have the same material and two different people delivering it. One is going to be funny and one's not. One's going to be nasty, disgusting, ooh. It's all in the delivery, and it's all in the personality of the person who delivers it. People know President Trump's personality. They know that he's funny. They know that he just trolls the left. And that's what J.D. Pritzker was trying to do. He was just trying to give Trump a dose of his own medicine, but it backfired on him. You know why? Because it came off as being creepy from J.D. Pritzker. You know why? Because he's creepy and disgusting. But I like that Brandon Gill. I've seen him in some other hearings and all, just taking it to him. Love that. And again, I'm pointing out the difference in the way our side is playing the game now. They're not quite where they need to be as far as, you know, gloves off, but they're getting there. You know, a few years ago, a Republican would have never done that. They would have been afraid of what the media was going to say about them, or, you know, they'd be too afraid to say something like that because they'd be worried that, you know, then all the liberals and then the media would call them homophobic and they want people to die and all of that. I mean, it's cool when you realize that you've got the majority of the people behind you. It's weird how that changes your attitude toward things. And there's no way that the Democrats can feel like they have the people behind them, but they don't care. They don't care about the people. They care about the power. And if they can destroy America with the minority of people they have on their side, they'll do it. That's what they want. So that's their goal. And you have to look at it like sometimes you wish the Republicans would have been more like that all along, sticking together, sticking to the message, because our message is good, righteous even. If our people would have been strong enough all these years to fight the way Democrats fight, we would be so much better off as a country. You know, get in the gutter, because even when we're in the gutter, we're way above them because we're in the gutter with the truth. If we have to get down on their level, it just means we're down there so we can punch. And we're punching with that big truth, man. We're dropping truth bombs on them. What? You more truth bombs. Let's smoke them out. smoke them liars and devils out. All right, more coming up. Hang on.
Bring in the heat.
Oh, hot, hot, hot.
Whatever that means. This is the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT.
All right. There's something serious going on. Israel has launched airstrikes against Iran's nuclear facilities. And my question is, what do you expect them to do? Is tiny Israel that's surrounded by people that want to blow them off the face of the earth, are they supposed to just sit there and wait for it to happen? I wish this would have happened a long time ago. And everybody talks about how evil Israel is and genocide and all of that. Let me tell you something. If Israel did want to completely obliterate everybody around them, they have the capability to do it, and they haven't. And they I guess they're just supposed to sit there while Iran develops nuclear missiles that can fire right into tiny Israel and just wait for it to happen. It's just, it makes no sense to me why so many, nothing on the left makes sense to me as far as a rational person. But when Iran has done all of the things that they've done over the years, sponsoring terrorism and attacks on Americans, funding Hamas and all these other terrorist organizations, and when they say that the first thing they do with a nuclear weapon and a delivery system is going to be to fire them right into Israel, and then the next thing is fire them right into the U.S. Yeah. You don't just sit and wait on that. That's why I don't understand these isolationists who don't, believe in America being involved in any foreign country's business or anything. But, you got people trying to kill us. Stupid. Now, I get that America is involved in a lot of stuff overseas that we don't need to be involved in, but this is not one of them. When you have countries standing up and saying death to America, death to Israel, you can't just take that. We should have already put a stop to this. Those, the Ayatollahs and all in Iran, they don't fear us enough. For some reason. I mean, they know that we have the power to, in 5 seconds, put them in an eternal dirt nap, every last one of them. And they know that Israel has the ability to do that. The problem is they think we're scared to do it. That problem needs to be solved, in my opinion. So, I'm just going by what I'm seeing on the screen here from Fox News. Israel launches preemptive strikes against Iran. So now they put preemptive up there, which obviously And then, you know, Israel is bracing for a response. So that's normal. And at this stage, then it's Israel and Israel alone. The, you know, the U.S. is not involved, which is fine. Israel can handle it if they're just let, if they've just been, you know, being, if they'll let them handle it. So this is probably going to take the front page for a while. Not front page as in, like I'm talking about a literal newspaper, but top topic, trending topic, may push the riots out of the way for a minute. But I mean, we live in a scary time, and we gotta make sure that the world knows not to mess with us or Israel or any of our other allies. Peace through strength. And now what they're going to start saying is, we can't go over there, the liberals, we can't go over there and help Israel. We can't do anything. We don't have the troops. All of our troops are helping get these hardworking non-criminals off the streets in these cities because they've created all these riots. That's what they'll say. So I'm sure all through the night there'll be updates on WBT from our news department and all on this stuff. And can you imagine being in the middle of that as a reporter? We're looking at the reporter now. Oh. One of my best friends is Jewish, and his son is in college. And he just spent the last year studying in Israel. And the life that they have to live in fear constantly, you know, just be eating dinner and it's no big thing for them to hear the sirens and have to go down into the bunker of the house because bombs are coming in. It's no way to live. And yeah, it comes down to Israel, good guys. Everybody else against Israel, bad guys. U.S. America, good guys. Anybody against us, bad guys. So simple. I don't know how anybody can't grasp that. You got good guys, you got bad guys. We're the good guys. And if you don't like it, go live where the bad guys are. I'm sure Trump would open the gate going that way, let you run through the gate going out of here as much as you want. We don't need any anti-Americans over here rooting for other countries to bring us down a notch. So, somebody called and said they want to know what I thought about it. That's what I think about it. Now, they may wish that they hadn't have asked the question. Yeah, and I know I'm not I'm not even close to being in line to be an ambassador to anything, to say the least. But you got to look at it from the perspective of just a human in a society that needs to protect itself. And those ayatollahs and everybody running these terrorist nations are crazy. They're nuts. And they need to be stopped. And I'm not saying that everybody has to die, but everybody needs to have a new life, a life that shows respect to us in Israel. Okay. This has been fun tonight. Thank you, my friend and radio morning show partner, Riggins, for coming in, hanging out with us. My first guest ever on WBT. You're going to get your name on the wall out there with Ty Boyd. All right. Mark Levin is coming up next.
Hear the TJ Ritchie Show every weeknight at 7 Eastern. Stream it live at tjritchie.com or listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcast, or my media center at tjritchie.com. You'll be so glad you did, hopefully. That's tjritchie.com.